Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. On this historic day, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Much like Donald Trump was my president, even though I vociferously disagreed with him on many, many areas.
Rub it in. Quit taking a victory lap. Quit bragging. Okay, he's president. Get over it. Can we move on?
Move on?
Yes, come on.
Let's go to
bragging.
2024.
I know you're aroused that your guy is in, Chad, but just give it a rest, okay?
Do you have a camera on in here? How do you know I'm aroused right now?
Oh, you know. Anybody who's listened to you know you're just...
I'm tingling. Well, my point was, I don't want to hear, because I saw it trendy, not my president. The folks who said Trump wasn't their president, I thought they were frauds, too. I mean, you're totally allowed to disagree with them, and we demonstrated that, the three of us, on a regular basis. But he is your president. So let me ask you, to all of us, Carla raised this idea to me about 90 minutes ago. So I'm stealing material even from her. Why isn't this a national holiday? Not because it's Biden for Trump. Anytime we have an inauguration, shouldn't this be a national holiday?
Here's something else. Making Biden's inauguration a national holiday.
Yeah, only
give
Biden.
Give it a rest already.
And what is Don doing right now? Is he dangling his toes in the pool at this point? Is he doing laps? Is he telling people, hey, I once was the president of the United States?
Can you believe it?
And I'm going to come back in some form. I mean, a plant? I mean, a dog? Different person? Interesting verbiage from the 45th president. This should be a national holiday, though, right? We all should, just like voting. There should be multiple days for us to vote in person, and we should have voting by mail for everybody, like five states, including that loony left state, Utah. We all should be watching this. We all should be. What a novel concept. Even when it was Donald Trump saying what Joe Biden said about an hour ago or so. Joe was prompt. Joe was early, by the way. 13 minutes early. At this hour, democracy's prevailed. Why shouldn't this be a holiday, Adam Carter?
It should be. It's tradition. It's beautiful. It's the passing of the torch. It's the peaceful transition of power. It's the celebration of our democracy. I agree 100%. I think it's much...
Dan, he hesitated a little bit. I think he's reading because we know deep in his soul he hates America.
Yeah, that's true.
Put it on the Twitter machine.
Oh, God. Another paid day
off. How long has Adam Carter hated America?
Another paid day off for the soft Americans.
Exactly.
That's just what we need.
Snowflakes need the day off.
No.
Cook?
I think so. I agree. I think it
should be.
Yep.
Not that it has to be an either or, but I want to see Election Day made a holiday before I want to see Inauguration Day made a holiday.
So, oh, you do that one before?
Got yeah, I would do Election Day first. I mean, they don't have to be, you could do it at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But to me, Election Day is more important to make that a holiday than it would be to make this a holiday.
Well, what about this idea? Dump the Tuesday thing, okay? We've always voted on Tuesday, okay? We lament at times at the station. There are plenty of things in my life. Well, I always do it. Why? Shouldn't we vote on Saturday and Sunday? More people have the ability. We don't need it just for us in the media to have the results that night. We got voting by mail. You know, internet's going to be even more prominent. Saturday, Sunday, we give more people the opportunity, and, you know, we make this a national holiday. What about that combo platter, Hate America guy?
Look, we've got to mail in. Let's just mail hundreds of ballots to each citizen and then have Dominion, you know, change the percentages. Is that what you're getting at?
Can I say it now? I voted 74,000 times.
I knew it.
I've got Dominion machines all throughout my house, and I
suitcases.
Just turned them off. And then I broke in, and I was shredding. I was shredding the ones in Plymouth. Likelihood that before we get to the next inauguration, we will have turned this into a national holiday. I'm going to say 0.5 out of 10.
Yeah, zero.
Excellent number.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, I'm going to go zero. Nobody listens to us.
They should. Haven't been wrong yet. When we think of various inaugurations, I think, by the way, Patrick Royce, brilliant as always. I think he's right. That first U inauguration is unnecessary. Get it out of there. Get it out of there. Yeah. Patrick nailed it.
But then wouldn't it be inauguration?
Sure, fine.
My problem is I always want to put two N's in inauguration for some reason. Yeah. That's where spell check
hate
has to say
it. Hate spelling it.
Too many U's. Get out of there, U. U is the... I don't know.
It's Q's stepbrother. They're always attached at the hip, the Q and the U. Why does Q always need U?
Q is much more unique. Q is much more special. U among the vowels is the one. You know what U is? It'll be like Donald Trump when the presidents get together. A will be talking, E, I and O will be tight, no. And U's just over there,
no.
Like Mike Pence was today on the platform when, you know, they gave him a, hi, Mike, and then walked right away,
awkward.
And then Obama and Bush, you know?
I'm pushing back. I is the weakest vowel.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. I is everywhere. I is essential.
You got to dot it. I mean, how much work do you need to put into a vowel? Give me
well,
a break.
And also
you guys are both wrong. Why? If you have something that says, and sometimes why, if you're not even a vowel all the time, that has to be the weakest vowel.
No, versatility.
Imposter vowel.
No, versatility. The ability to morph into any situation. We love versatility. You guys, you know what? Just because everything isn't perfect and fits into your little silo, Adam, Dan, why? It's you. You is the one that's like, come on. You know, it's reliant on other letters. Most of these other vowels can stand out. U is just odd.
Hey, you can't spell underrated without U. Just remember that.
It's fair. I mean, I really can't argue
It's true.
With that.
I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, cannot. The phrase that'll stand out, democracy's prevailed. Democracy has prevailed. I certainly didn't have Joe Biden at the top of the list of who I wanted to replace Donald Trump. I was a list of about, I don't know, 90 million people or so on that list. But you think of the moment, you think of the speech, and you think of what he has done throughout his career, I'm starting to think he is that exact guy. Let's talk about that when we come back. You can text in at any point. 651-989-9226. George Michael, underrated, yes or no, Adam Carter? George Michael, underrated.
I'm going to say properly rated.
Okay. And no, we're not playing that song symbolically because Donnie's gone. But it does work. I'll also add, you know, we just had the commercial for Blinkist. A lot of women in Adam's life have called him Blinkist, too.
Oh, okay. Hot shot.
Okay, democracy has prevailed. So Joe Biden will never, as someone who delivers a speech, be mixed up with Ronald Reagan or Barack Obama. Is that the list? And then we go back to Jack Kennedy. Do we give Bill – is Bill Clinton in that list, or is Bill Clinton a little bit behind Obama and Reagan? For me, he is a little bit behind.
In the list of – I'm sorry, I missed the initial. I was so taken aback by your cheap shot.
Blinkist?
Yes.
Blinky? Delivering a speech.
Oh.
Great oratory skills. To me, it's Reagan. I mean, to me, it's probably, I don't know, Reagan and Obama. I mean,
I think Reagan's number one.
I know. I mean, I just, there, Obama in that campaign. I mean, he was pretty spectacular, but so was Ronald Reagan. So they're really, really close. Bill Clinton's not quite with them, right?
No. Good order, not on that level.
Yeah. Joe Biden will never be known as that type of individual. What is Joe Biden known for? He is known for someone who is reliable, who knows Washington, D.C., who is all about unity, is all about working with individuals, who has overcome so many horrific events in his life, that is a practical person, is one who understands Washington, D.C., can easily show empathy. Everything he's overcome himself. Adam and Dan, that's a lot of what we need right now. So his challenges are amazing, are rare. I mean, historians keep pointing out when you include the pandemic, when you include the economy, when you include the civil unrest, when you include the insurrection, when's the last time we had a president who faced this combination? I can't imagine. So the excitement for him by Democrats doesn't match up with Barack Obama, or didn't match up when Reagan, you know, crushed Jimmy Carter. But considering the man, the decency, the experience, and save the far left nonsense, okay, that isn't how he has operated throughout his time as a senator and as a vice president. If it changes, we'll point it out on this show. But he was among the Democrats. He went to my top three or four. But he won. So the more I think about it, Adam, the more I am convinced that he really is the right person at this time. What do you think?
I agree in the fact that several months ago, long before he was even, while his campaign was fading, and it seemed there was no chance that he would become the Democratic nominee, I had a very heart-to-heart conversation with a friend of mine who was dyed in the wool? Is that how we say that?
Correct. I think it is.
Weird, dyed in the wool. Conservative.
I don't really like a lot of wool on me. Do you?
No. In the winter, it's nice, but not. There's got to be a layer in between for sure. But we were having a conversation.
Are you eliminating wool underwear then?
Yeah, that's not good.
A lot of itching. A lot of chafing.
And the conversation was this: when he was thinking, we were talking about Donald Trump and the possibility of another 4 years, and he was talking about how many Trump voters have said the same thing. He's a jerk, and I don't really like a lot of the things he does, but what are my other options? That conversation also centered around, well, let's look at who the Democrats are running. And the only palpable person, or not palpable, the only tolerable name was Joe Biden to this individual.
To this individual, yep.
And I think, while there are many people who are beside themselves and won't be able to stand at least they say they won't be able to stand a Joe Biden presidency, I think deep down there are a lot of people who say, well, out of the options, this is one I can least tolerate, which is a great statement, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a miracle for you, but
that's quite,
well, given the political culture we're in, that might be the best.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, that's why I put it out on Twitter. We're going to get to it at 105. Are you hopeful for our country? Are you hopeful for our country? So, Dan, you chime in this one.
I think his skill set lends itself to the situation. Where I worry is it salvageable after a point? And I mean that in the sense that there's a lot of anger on the left over the last 4 years. And while you're correct, he hasn't in the past operated as a lefty, lefty's lefty, how much is his party going to allow him to operate in the middle and to try and seek compromise with the right? Like, there's a lot of folks that are angry about the last 4 years and want to see the right punished for the last 4 years, and he's going to have a heck of a time navigating all of that. Not to say he can't do it, but it's a very, very difficult task, the number of ways in which he's going to be pulled, and we're just going to have to wait and see if he's up to it or not, if anybody would be up to it. I don't know that anybody could do that job given the circumstances.
How about Adam? If Adam was our president, Dan, what would your feeling be today? Mine, I'll give it to you in one word, horror.
My feeling would be, how quickly can I get a ticket to Canada?
Wow.
With no faith. You have little faith.
None.
I've always loved Justin Trudeau.
Talk about surrounding yourself. I surround myself with good people.
2 weeks ago would be every day during the Carter presidency.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what's going on? What building are they invading right now?
Well, we know that the mayor of South St. Paul would lead a secession. We know that much.
Exactly. And while Rome was burning, you'd be doing V-lifts in the other room.
Hey, you want a president who could do some V-ups.
That's right. Jim Clyburn. Joe Biden should call Jim Clyburn every single day and say, Jim, what can I do for you today? Joe Biden, he was awful in a number of the debates. And then there were a couple debates before South Carolina where he was irrelevant. He had moved away from the center. He wasn't raising any money. There were concerns about what was going to happen in Iowa, New Hampshire, and it lived up to it. Wasn't a factor in either one. And Joe Biden most likely was going to win South Carolina. But when Jim Clyburn came out with intellectual force and enthusiasm and as well respected as he has been in South Carolina and is today, all of a sudden Joe Biden crushed his Democratic opponents. And then you were looking at Super Tuesday. And that's when Buttigieg and Klobuchar and others said, we don't want to feel the burn. We don't want to feel the burn. Adam, do you ever really want to feel the burn? Maybe after those V-ups, possibly.
But yeah, there's good burn, there's bad burn.
Exactly. I mean, Dan, if it's like a game show and it says, you're going to feel burn, but you don't know if it's the good burn or the bad burn. Are you willing to play that game? Because I'm just going to tell you I'm out.
No, I'm out. No, the bad burn, Adam, is far worse than the good burn is good.
Exactly. Adam, I can't argue with that.
No. There's a salve for everything, but salve.
Love the salve line. Love the salve. Jim Clyburn is the reason why Joe Biden is president today. I believe that 100%. Because if Biden wins, but barely wins, and Klobuchar and Buttigieg and some others stay in the race, I think Bernie would have won. Would Bernie have beat Donald Trump? I don't think so.
I don't know, man. The way 45 handled the last few months.
Well, but again, the election would have been before the last couple months.
Yeah, but even leading up to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. I meant the months leading up to the election with the pandemic.
You might be right. I'm not certain. Okay. Do you accept this premise? A lot of folks who are still saying that Joe Biden was the only Democrat who would have beat Donald Trump. I don't accept that. I don't think we know that. I'm skeptical of Bernie because as far left as he and Elizabeth Warren are proudly, I think Klobuchar would have beat Donald Trump. Do you guys buy that Joe Biden was the only one who could beat Trump?
No.
I don't buy that. I'm like you. I'm dubious about Bernie just because I don't think he could have appealed to the center as well as Joe did. But I'm also dubious about Senator Klobuchar, and this is a horrible thing to say, but I think it's just the truth about this country. I think we're still so misogynistic in this country. I don't know that we would have elected a woman president.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.